Endoscopy positive report for patient endoscopy push report to patient Gohil, G-O-H-I-L, Gohil, last name is G-O-H-I-L, first name is Hirji, H-I-R-J-I, Hirji Gohil, date of birth is June 1, 1936, date of service April 11, 2022, under city, Patam city, procedure esophagogastrodontic biopsy, referring physician is Dr. T.S.N. Tom Tarik, T-A-R-A-Q, T. Tarik, referring physician Dr. T. as in Tom Tarik, T-A-R-A-Q. Procedure esophagogastrodontic biopsy. Indication dysphagia, DYSPHAGIA. Procedure esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and balloon dilatation of distal esophageal stricture. Descriptive of the balloon between video gastroenterology direct vision to third portion of the second portion of the description of procedure. Inform consent of the positive complication in bleeding for patient. Patient was under screening after position. A well-lubricated on-purpose video gastroscope was introduced in the esophagus. Advanced under direct vision to the distal esophagus. In the distal esophagus, a patch erythema is noted in the distal esophagus as well as a smooth, benign appearing stricture close to the GE junction. This barely allowed passage of the scope. The scope was further advanced into the stomach. On the duodenum, clipped like the duodenum bulb, second third from duodenum, stomach, and stomach, period retroflex to front of the cardia. Erosive, mild erosive gastritis noted in the body and enter from the stomach or biopsies or print period. Smooth, slightly erythematous, 15 millimeter nodule noted in the proximal gate curvature body of stomach with a small erosion on the surface from a biopsies or obtained period. Random biopsies obtained from third portion of the duodenum, Google check for celiac disease period. A CRE balloon dilator was introduced to the scope and the distal esophagus was dilated initially to 10 millimeters. After deflation of balloon, there appeared to be no significant disruption. No significant disruption. Period. The scope, the balloon was again inflated to 12 millimeters and held for 1 minute. Upon deflation and withdrawal of the balloon, disruption of the stricture was noted. Biopsies were obtained from the distal esophagus to check for Barrett's esophagus. Slash malignancy period. The scope was gradually withdrawn into the mid and proximal esophagus, which appeared unremarkable. Random biopsy obtained from mid and proximal esophagus to load esophageal esophagitis. The scope was then withdrawn and patient returned to the holding area in a stable condition. New paragraph. Impression. Distal esophagitis with stricture, comma dilated to 12 millimeters using the CRE balloon dilator. Period. Next number, 15 millimeter nodule in the proximal greater curvature body of stomach. Period. Mild erosive gastritis. Next paragraph plan. Preview pathology for radar board not starting. Anterior precautions. Period. Good. GERD continuity education. Next number, omeprazole 20 minutes in the morning before food. Next number. Patient advised to hold alendronate, A-L-E-N as in Nancy, D as in Dallas, R-O-N as in Nancy, A-T as in Tom E, hold alendronate, A-L-E-N-D-R-O-N-A-T-E. Patient advised to hold alendronate for now, as this may be the cause of esophagitis and stricture. He was advised to see primary care physician for an acceptable substitute. Next number. Follow-up office in 2 weeks. Next number, further management of the nodule based upon findings at histopathology. Next number, consider further dilatation of distal esophagus after 4 to 6 weeks. End of dictation.